This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World, and we so appreciate you coming along for the ride. We'll throw out another trivia question. We had a winner in the previous hour of the broadcast, so let's see if we can continue our winning ways in this hour. Our telephone line, John is behind the board and running master control. He can be dialed up at 855-660-4261. He's the gateway to getting on air here, 855-660-4261, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And we'll throw out a pretty easy trivia question as far as I'm concerned here. Let's go back in time here and bring back a front-wheel drive vehicle named the Phoenix. Who made the Phoenix vehicle? We're talking early 1980s. Who was the maker of the Phoenix? The telephone number, again, is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Well, we've got a really cool guest sliding up to the microphone right now. He's one of our regular contributors, and always great to have him on board with us. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, and on the cutting edge of all things when it comes to new vehicle reviews, whether it comes to automotive news. He is always a pleasure to have on the airwaves with us, and we want to welcome Tom Appel back to Auto World. Tom, how you doing?
I am good. Thanks for having me.
We want to say hello to people in Tom's neck of the woods listening on WRMN, 1410 AM in Elgin, Illinois. We're on there live right now, Tom. So anybody that you know in that neck of the woods, you can feel free to say hello to them. And again, we'd love to hear from you folks. So give us a call anytime at 855-660-4261. Before we get into talking about some of the vehicles that you guys have driven recently at Consumer Guide, let's touch a little bit on the Volkswagen TDI scandal, the diesel scandal. It just seems to continue to drag on. This is a story that just seems to have a lot of legs. It's the story, as I have said many times, and we'll probably say, I'll probably say it again, but the story that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's a crazy story, and it is seemingly endless. There is, as far as consumers are concerned, there's no news, literally no news since the story broke. The big news in the last couple of weeks is that Volkswagen's U.S. dealer group has now organized and is now suing Volkswagen for a resolution. They are sitting on diesel products that they can't sell. Their sales are down. There are diesel products they were supposed to be able to sell now that they don't have. So they're dealing with unsellable product they didn't get, and a considerable downturn in sales while everyone else is enjoying pretty solid sales.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we've seen some pretty record numbers in pretty much month after month. I know last month, another big month for the automakers. But like you're saying, Volkswagen, those dealers, they've got a big handicap not being able to move those vehicles.
Yeah, it's a shame. shame. And the diesels were always premium priced as well, and that was a profit center for dealers and for them, and for Volkswagen. We learned also this week, or maybe it was last week, that the Audi A4, which will be redesigned soon, will not arrive with a diesel engine. That was something that had been planned, so that's one more vehicle that U.S. dealers, now that's Audi, not Volkswagen dealers, won't be able to sell.
Yep, so there's another one, too. If folks log on to the Daily Drive, Tom and his team call it a full tank of automotive news and commentary. You get everything there from new vehicle test drives to some really cool stuff. And I love the story that you just put up just a couple of days back on vans. And you call the story Van and Madness, Five Classic Van Ads. And I remember these vans and the automakers were pretty quick to respond to a trend with folks customizing older vans and turning out some of these newer ones here. And when we look at the one that you've got up here from Ford, I mean, talk about an unusual color scheme. Of course, it's decals, but nevertheless, a little bit of purple, a little bit of orange, a little bit of yellow. You got your porthole window. You got your was that an actual working side pipe, or was that a faux side pipe they had going on the side there?
The small print suggested that you had to add the side pipe yourself. I think by the 70s, regulations were such that side pipes probably weren't going to work as an OEM guy. So you had to go to a custom shop to do that. And these ads are awesome because they represent probably the most aftermarket stuff a manufacturer ever put in an OEM ad. And it's fun to look at them because the manufacturers are able to respond fairly quickly with sort of stripped-down vehicles that were available with a number of the amenities, which was air conditioning and front bucket seats and things, and then leave the rest to the dealers or to the buyers to modify.
Yeah, that is so true, and it's interesting that, of course, in more recent times, with brands like Scion, which is going away, and of course the explosion of the SEMA show, that the customization has come back in vogue big time. But when we look at this ad here, for example, Tom's got one up about the new Dodge Street Van, and they're showing off the polyglass tires, which was a big deal back then, and those flashy chrome wheels, they remind me of the old Kragar wheels.
Yeah, I love that, and I love the sort of support for dealers to do the aftermarket customization for people. And it's one of those things, too, where if you did it at the dealer, you might have been able to roll some of that cost into the payments.
And here's an ad from GMC, and the tagline on the ad is, if you ask your van to be more than a van, ask for a GMC, because, again, the dealer can really tweak it out. And this one that Tom's got a picture of, you got to log on to Consumer Guide and hit the blog section, and you'll see it's even got kind of an unusual front spoiler treatment that wraps around the front wheel wells, very unusual spoiler treatment, Tom.
Yeah, that's probably a curb scraper. The look is good. It's very California. I don't know how that works in any place where you change elevation, even where there's high curbs.
Yeah, no, that's true. Just going up a driveway, I could see that being a problem. But, these were, what would you say was the height? Of course, we had that Sammy John song in the 1970s, Chevy Van. But it was probably at its peak, like 1976, 1977, somewhere around that neck of the woods. They even had vans with beds in them, and of course, teenagers love that.
Yes, they did. Yeah, I think 75, 76, 77, that's right around where that movement peaked.
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back from our upcoming break here, we're going to continue our conversation with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide, and we're going to tell you about some of the vehicles that Tom and his team have had the opportunity of driving in recent times, including the Nissan Titan XD Platinum Reserve. We're going to talk about that. We're going to also talk about the Nissan Maxima. I still haven't driven one of those yet, the Platinum Edition, and some of the unveilings in New York. It's all straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations and around the world via GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Legal cash advance is not available in all states. Timing of funding varies case by case. Callers must be represented by an attorney. Repayment and interest apply upon case settlement.
I was in an accident and couldn't pay my bills. I called and got a cash advance on my legal case.
I tried to go back to work, but I couldn't. I needed some cash.
There's no credit check, and if I lost my case, I owe nothing.
Have you been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault? Do you have a bad drug or personal injury case? We can get you a cash advance on your case in as little as 72 hours. There's no risk or obligation to repay unless you win or settle.
I couldn't wait any longer for some money, and if I lost my case, I owed nothing, not one penny.
Call now. There's no credit check, and you only repay if you win or settle. Get a cash advance on your legal case in as little as 72 hours. Call 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Who made the team? Back in the early 1980s, American car manufacturer. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Bob@BobLongRadio.com. Let's talk about a truck that the folks at Consumer Guide Automotive and Tom Appel is our very special guest, one of our all-star guests, a regular contributor here on the broadcast. And it's the 2016 Nissan Titan XD Platinum Reserve. And this looks like a pretty pricey pickup truck.
Yeah, this is all the Titan you can buy right now. The Titan XD is that tweener vehicle, as people have come to call it, somewhere between a half ton and three quarter ton in capability and payload, and it's there in price too. And as we just saw at the last round of auto shows, the new half ton Titan is on its way. And driving the XD made me anxious to drive the base Titan because I'd love to see what that's going to be like.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. And, of course, my good friend formerly from the folks at Chrysler has moved over to Nissan. And Fred is known for trucks, and it's going to be really cool to see what he does with this. Let's talk about another vehicle which I'm anxious to drive. Haven't had the opportunity to drive the new Maxima. I had John Davis on the program a few weeks back, and they gave us he gave us the list of the television show Motor Week, their pick of their Driver's Choice Awards, and this won Best Sports Sedan, and he got a lot of flack about it, but this, of course, has been marketed for decades as the four-door sports car. Tell us about this Platinum Edition, and I know you've been in the Maxima. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about the Maxima.
Yeah, and I would share that he sort of concerned a criticism that this is not actually a sports sedan. I think that's a little bit soft for that. But that said, it makes a very interesting personal luxury car. And in my opinion, it's sort of a replacement for cars like the Monte Carlo that don't exist anymore. The Maxima is very nicely finished inside. The 3.5-liter V6 engine is very strong. It's mated to a CVT transmission. And no one does CVT better than Nissan, and that pair works very well. But this is a very refined, nicely finished, roomy car that happens to have four doors. I don't know if it's a sports sedan exactly, but it's a very nice personal luxury car. It comes in somewhere above other midsize sedans because it's a little bit larger, a little bit nicer. And this one came to $43,000. You don't have to finish your Maxima that well, but I think that this is a car that some people will find very rewarding.
Yeah, no question about it. I have a cousin whose husband loves the Nissan Maxima. I mean, he'd rather have this than a Ferrari or a GTR. I don't understand it, but it's his car, and God bless him. Let's talk about a cool car. I'm a fan of Mazda. I've said it before, and I'm a particular fan of some of their more recent offerings, including the 2016 Mazda CX-3 Grand Touring. This is one of these small crossovers that are becoming so popular, but if you like sporty looks and sporty driving dynamics combined with some pretty decent fuel economy, this isn't a bad choice. What was the overall consensus about this vehicle? This was the all-wheel drive variant that you had at headquarters.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent choice in the category. If you weren't looking for a functional rear seat space, this would be the absolute best choice in the category. But the CX-3 gives up back seat space to other vehicles like the Trax or the 500X or even the Honda HR-V. But that said, this is the most fun to drive. It's probably the best handling. The drivetrain is very responsive. It's nicely finished. And our fuel economy was excellent, too. We were getting close to 30 mpg. But in a segment that's just exploding right now, this is an excellent choice if you don't need the back seat space.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool-looking vehicle. I think the design team there at Mazda continues to turn out some very interesting vehicles. And
yeah.
I don't believe we talked about that interesting unveiling in New York of the Targa variant of the Miata. This is it's going to be interesting to see how this vehicle is received. I believe it's called the RCRF?
RF, I think that's right, yep. Yeah, a fascinating vehicle. But there's been a lot of enthusiasts calling on Mazda to build a coupe version of the Mazda. And so far, this is as close as they've come as this Targa roof. And it's an interesting decision, and it looks pretty good with the top up.
It sure does, absolutely. No doubt about it. And it's going to be interesting to see how well that does in the marketplace as well. Let's talk about a perennial favorite for many folks. Car and Driver's had this vehicle on their 10 best list for decades, the Honda Accord. But you guys had the opportunity recently to test drive the 2016 Honda Accord Touring Sedan. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, the Touring is now the top of the line Honda Accord, and it's an interesting vehicle because it's part of a dying breed, really. You're not going to find a lot of midsize sedans, of popular price midsize sedans, still equipped with a V6, but the Accord is powered by Honda's excellent 3.5-liter 6, made into an excellent 6-speed conventional automatic, and that's very old-school stuff now, but in the Accord, it's fantastically refined. This is a very nice car. It's quick. It's refined. The interior is nice. And fairly reasonably priced for what is really a full-on luxury mid-sized car, just called Honda.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. That's toll-free from anywhere across North America. And, hey, hallelujah, looks like we've got an answer to the question. And the question goes to Bruce. Bruce is listening in California, just outside of San Francisco, California. And you are correct. It was the Pontiac Phoenix, a brand that doesn't exist anymore. It was one of the X cars, and there were four different variants. Tough to stop and think here. The Chevrolet Citation, the Pontiac Phoenix, the what was the Oldsmobile variant of the X car? To stop and think here.
Omega.
That's right, the Omega. And of course, in Buick form, what was the Buick form? Do you remember off the top of your head?
That was the Skylark.
It was the Skylark, absolutely. I'm not hitting on all cylinders at the moment. Normally, I have these things at the tip of my tongue. But we want to congratulate the gentleman in California, and I've got all your information. Thank you very much, and continue listening. And we thank you very much for being part of the broadcast. But the Honda Accord, they've, just like the Civic, they've made some significant changes to the Accord in response to consumers as well as automotive journalists, and that's a good thing. When we come back on the other side, we'll get the full rundown on the 2016 Honda Accord Touring Sedan, and then we're going to go back in time to 1972, the nine fastest cars of 1972. Hold on to your hat. I say that to my daughter sometime when I'm about to step on the accelerator, and she says, "But I don't have a hat." This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, Tom Appel, who is one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. It's funny, you know, in the last couple of years, Tom has really been a mainstay here on the show, and I really thank him wholeheartedly for that. I've been facing some health issues and dealing with that. Thank God I'm getting better, but sometimes booking radio shows like this can take a lot. It takes a lot of time, and sometimes I haven't had the time to get a lot of people lined up in advance, and if I'm in a pinch, Tom always comes through for me, and we get such a great response from all of his appearances here on the broadcast. So, Tom, I want to thank you over the year, and thank you personally for that as well. Remind folks about all the free stuff that they can find just by simply logging on to consumerguide.com.
Oh, thank you. I will. And also, I love doing the show, so no thanks are needed. It's always fun. But yeah, Consumer Guide's been around since 1967. We were famous for our monthly print editions, which we published all the way through 2007 when print just didn't become feasible anymore. But we are, everything that was print is now on consumerguide.com. That's all our new car and used car reviews. And we try to have some fun with the news and fun with our long-term reviews at the CGDailyDrive.com blog. And that's up to date every single day.
That's great. Fantastic. You can't go wrong with that. Let's go back to some of the drives and some of the interesting stories that you guys have got up here. But let's revisit this touring sedan from Honda, the Accord. Honda's a car company that has responded. Journalists complained about the Civic, and consumers really didn't, but they certainly got that car sorted out and turned around. And they've done the same with the Accord. I haven't been in one since they've made some significant changes, but certainly from what I'm hearing, this is a much better vehicle than it was a few years ago.
Yeah, well, very much like the Civic, there was some outcry, mostly from the media, I don't think from consumers, that maybe it hadn't made a step big enough forward in terms of things like interior materials, and that's a big thing that the media harps on a lot, and maybe in terms of quietness. And this new generation addresses all those things. The Accord is very nicely finished. If you've always liked the Accord, you're going to like this one too. It's still on the sporty side, but the ride and handling are great, and it's very roomy for its size with a very useful back seat. It's as good as it's ever been.
That's fantastic. And let's talk about some of the other cool vehicles that you guys have had the opportunity to check out before we talk about the fastest cars. But Rick Cotta, who's your road warrior, he was up at New York and has a nice preview up here of the 2016 New York show, which featured a number of Mercedes products, including the GLC Coupe. Another interesting vehicle, another small crossover, but interesting styling here. It should be interesting to see how this vehicle is going to do.
Yeah, very much like BMW, Mercedes is into model proliferation now, and the GLC replaced the GLK, so that's its bread and butter midsize car. And the new Coupe is the new, more streamlined, rakish roof version of that. And it's a little bit like the BMW X4. In fact, it's direct competition for that. And we'll see how that does. I wonder how dealers at BMW or Mercedes keep track of all the models they sell these days, but they keep seeming able to find buyers for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so true. It just seems like they can't get enough of products. There are so many new products out there in the pipeline, so to speak, and around the bend. Another vehicle that Rick did a good job of previewing is from a brand that we don't hear so much from anymore. There was a time when Mitsubishi was quite powerful. You know, of course, they had their tuner vehicle, the Evo, which was very, very popular. But for many, many years, Mitsubishi had a good footprint here in the U.S. And in recent times, there have been some questions as to whether they would, in fact, survive. But in New York, they showed off the 2017 Mitsubishi Mirage and Outlander. Tell us a little bit about what Rick and Damon Bell had to say about this duo from the Mitsubishi folks.
Yeah, Mitsubishi's been fairly silent for a long time. I mean, the big news for Mitsubishi in the last couple of years was the introduction of the Mirage, a car that was almost universally slammed by the press. But you know what? It found a market. 15,000 of these cars were sold last year to people looking for very affordable, very high fuel economy product that wasn't hybrid. And the Mirage comes back for 2017 in both four-door hatchback and now four-door sedan form. That's the new Mirage G4, and we'll probably learn more about that in the future, but that line is expanding. Also news is that the Outlander is going to arrive in plug-in hybrid form. So this will be Mitsubishi's first hybrid and first plug-in hybrid vehicle. We'll see how that takes.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how that takes, and it's going to be interesting to see how folks respond to that. Well, we promised you a look back at automotive history, and Tom does such a wonderful job, and sometimes we get all excited. We're going to hear some, you know, breathtaking numbers, but it's a reminder that we've come a long way, and what was once considered to be a fast car is not in 2016 standard a fast car by any stretch of the imagination. This is from a Consumer Guide auto test back in 1972. This was 0 to 60 times, and of course, back then, you know, when I worked at Motor Trend, it was all done by these fancy electronic boxes, GPS enabled boxes that were basically secured into the passenger footwell. That is what recorded all the data. But growing up and reading a car magazines and seeing the pictures, I never was with any publication that was still using the extra wheel on the car, the actual wheel that they would attach to do these runs. But that was the way it was done for literally decades.
Yeah, I've ever seen the pictures of that. And I'll be honest, I do not know how the editors of Consumer Guide did this back in 1972. For all I know, it was a stopwatch and a pencil.
Let's see some of these really fast cars here from 1972, and one of them brings up a story to do with Burt Reynolds that we'll touch on before you have to leave for today. But on the list here, some of the fast cars for 1972. Let's begin at the top here, and let's begin with the Dodge Coronet scooting from 0 to 60 in 11.4 seconds. 255 horsepower, 400 cubic inch V8, 3-speed automatic transmission. But this vehicle weighed a lot, 3,580 pounds. But by today's standards, not quick, Tom.
No, not quick enough. Over 9 seconds is not quick these days.
That's true. This goes back to that adage that I've said before. I mean, years ago in the 70s, they used to say, fast vehicle under 10 seconds, world class under 6 seconds. Of course, nowadays we've got minivans and trucks and everything else that will run, you know, in the 6s and 7s. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to run down this list of the fastest cars of 1972, and then we're going to talk about Burt Reynolds. Fooling around with a special edition Bandit Trans Am based on the Camaro, of course. We'll get Tom's take on that and lots more. And if you have a question, we've got a number, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete tear-down and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833.
Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, we are back, and we're having lots of fun with Tom Appel talking about the nine fastest cars of 1972. Next up on the list is the Pontiac Le Mans with a 0-60 time. It's a 200 horsepower, 400 cubic inch V8, so a big engine, not a whole lot of power, three-speed automatic, weighing 3,555 pounds. This one... the picture you've got up here is the luxury Le Mans two-door model, but this is the four-door hardtop that was tested 0-60 in 11.5. Oh, boy. Not fast at all.
Yeah. Now, a couple of people have written in and complained that these vehicles were probably tested in some method to reduce wheel spin because they were all riding on very narrow bias ply tires and likely couldn't.
That's true.
So that might have contributed to these dismal times.
Yeah, that's a really good point. As I've said before, my family, my mom and dad owned a lot of T-Birds. We had a 71, we had a 73. Here's a 72. This one weighing 4,601 pounds, 212 horsepower, 429 cubic inch V8, three-speed automatic transmission. That axle ratio at 275 to 1 isn't going to help. 0-60 in 11.8. Again, this is a big, big car. Mercury Montego, again, related a little bit to the T-Bird. This vehicle, four-door sedan, was tested. 168 horsepower, 400 cubic inch V8. Less weight, though, 3,695 pounds and a 0-60 time of 11.9. Oh, boy. And the Galaxy 500, my family owned some of these. I was too young to remember, but this is a four-door hardtop, weighing 3,890 pounds, 172 horsepower, 400 cubic inch V8, three-speed automatic transmission, 0-60 in 12 seconds. Oh, boy. And here's a Chrysler, tipping the scales at more than 50, of 5,000 pounds, 5085, 5,085 pounds, four-door sedan, 225 horsepower, 440 cubic inch V8, three-speed automatic, the Imperial LeBaron, a striking-looking big luxury vehicle, 12 seconds to 60. And this one surprises me, the Mercury Comet, because this is a small car, weighing only 2786, 143 horsepower, 302 cubic inch V8, three-speed automatic, four-door sedan, but still couldn't get out of its own way, 0 to 60 in 12 seconds. And now we're up to the...
Cramming a 302 under the hood would get you a little bit more.
You absolutely would. Now, here's the Firebird. This is not the Trans Am, but it's your regular Firebird at 3,560 pounds, 175 horsepower, 400 cubic inch V8, four-speed manual, so you think you're going to get a little bit more, because back then, manuals were definitely quicker than automatics, unlike today, where the opposite is pretty much true across the board. 0 to 60 in 12 seconds. Oh, boy.
Yeah, there was a more potent version of that 400. The Formula 400, I think, was 220 horsepower. So you could wring more out of this car if you paid for it.
Pontiac's Grand Prix, again, very popular car, sharing, you know, the personal luxury space with the Monte Carlo, with a number of other vehicles, the Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. What else am I forgetting here? Oldsmobile, the Cutlass, Pontiac.
Probably Buick would have been in there.
The Regal, yeah, Riviera was a little bit more upscale. 0 to 60, 12 seconds, and this was out of a 220 horsepower, big block, 455 cubic inch V8, three-speed automatic, and with a more aggressive axle ratio, too, of 308 to 1. So, again, count your blessings, but I think you're absolutely right about the tires, because tire technology has come so far. And definitely plays a major role in what we see today. Cars going 0 to 60s in the 3s and the 4s and the 2s. I mean, without those, you know, high-tech tires, they wouldn't be doing it.
No, absolutely not. One has to assume that Grand Prix, with a fairly aggressive rear axle on the 455 in it, would just shred tires from a stop.
Yes. You would think. You would certainly think so. I noticed poking around, and this is this isn't anything new. There have been some other. I remember being at SEMA a couple of years back, and somebody had built a Trans Am, a special Trans Am edition of the Camaro. But now we have the all new Camaro, and who pops up today when I'm poking around the internet? But Burt Reynolds himself, and Burt Reynolds has evidently put himself behind a banded edition Trans Am, which no doubt will be based on that Camaro. Any idea what he's what they're looking to get for this vehicle? Is probably going to be quite pricey.
I did a little checking, and if I read correctly, they're looking for $115,000 a copy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, there are a lot of other vehicles for $115,000 that I would buy. I mean, it isn't even going to have like...
Camaros.
Yeah, I mean, it isn't even going to be, you know, a ZL1 power plant or anything. It's, that's a little scary. What do you think about Tesla, the Model 3, supposedly? I have a problem with Tesla, and I have a close friend who absolutely loves Teslas. I've never driven one. They have not been that kind to the automotive media.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, they definitely have not. And I don't know, maybe I'm just too muscle car oriented. And, you know, I live in suburbia and everybody's garage is chock full of stuff. And, you know, I have no place to plug it in. And I'm not running a cord across my front lawn and I have enough trouble with Christmas lights shorting out. The last thing I need is a Tesla to short out. And also, I have so much trouble with computers, Tom, too, as I rant here. I mean, computers today, you know, Windows 10, even the Macs aren't what they used to be. But, you know, it's like you have to go back to school to learn how to do the most simple things. They make it not easier, but more complicated by the minute. And I just don't like the idea. I know a friend of mine has one of these Teslas, and he says, he's a movie star, and he says, I schedule at 11 o'clock because I know I'm going to be in bed at 11 o'clock. So that's when it does its downloading and its updating. And to me, there's just something, wrong with a car that has to download stuff in the middle of the night. It just kind of scares me.
Yeah, and that's been an interesting part of the argument about having to do with how Tesla deals with certain things. And Tesla has argued that if it can do it remotely, it's not really a recall. And Tesla has executed several updates to the vehicles that are corrections to existing systems that needed to be corrected, that it does not consider recalls because it was able to execute them without owners going back to the dealership. And that's a very interesting thing, and it kind of messes with, muddies the statistical water about what constitutes a recall and what doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, do you think, I mean, certainly when you go to California, there, you know, the political statement, it's like what the Prius used to be. You know, people are buying these cars for other reasons. They usually have a multitude of other cars. Right. I do see them down here in Florida in the affluent parts of Winter Park and Windermere here in Orlando. You do see them. The Model S is a strikingly good-looking vehicle. When I sat in one at the DeVry Auto Show, I wasn't blown away. I mean, certainly that laptop tablet-esque, you know, interface is quite impressive, but I wasn't blown away by the fit and finish and the materials. I mean, I'm getting out of a Range Rover Autobiography right now, and I mean, if I'm going to spend $100,000, you know, I'd rather have a Jaguar or a Land Rover, you know, with that kind of almost hand craftsman type of boutique assembly. I didn't see that in the Tesla. The interior didn't blow me away.
Yeah, it's very interesting how loyal owners are. As far as the luxury vehicles, those, the interior is nice, but you're right, it isn't awesome. And you sort of expect awesome at $100,000.
We both expect awesome at $100,000. And again, for all of our automaker friends out there, if anybody would like to donate vehicles to both Tom and myself, we're open to that.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one?
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.